This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The head of the Federal Reserve briefs lawmakers in the House and Senate this week on where the U.S. economy is headed. The House-Senate Joint Economic Committee's hearing is on Wednesday and probably won't get the coverage, as much coverage, as the impeachment hearings later this week. But important nonetheless, as Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
A few months ago, the economy seemed to be weakening and recession risk was rising, says Brad McMillan at Commonwealth Financial Network. And now?
The most recent jobs report, that came in much better than expected. We've seen bounce backs in both consumer and business confidence.
McMillan says after engineering 3 interest rate cuts, Fed Chair Jerome Powell can take a bit of a victory lap.
The Fed has demonstrated that it's willing to be proactive. So the Fed is now in a position to take a step back and wait.
Not everyone agrees the economy was in such trouble that the Fed needed to cut rates. Bernie Baumol is at the Economic Outlook Group.
Financial markets were extremely sensitive to tweets from the White House, and the Fed was caught in between what the financial markets were then expecting the Fed to do.
Baumol says the Fed should focus now on incoming economic data and future political and geopolitical risks in setting monetary policy. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.